Hey guys, and welcome back to Courtney Lane Talks About. So, yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Whether it's a actual human mother or, you know, dog or cat mother, any type of pet, plant mother, it doesn't matter. Happy Mother's Day to you. Boom. But, that being said, Mother's Day is low-key hard for me. It's getting easier. I think maybe in a few more years, I'll be able to actually work on Mother's Day and not feel some type of way towards other people when they're all happy because they got, you know, Mother's Day gifts, or they're happy because they're going on vacation to see their mother or whatever. Like, I'll not be as salty as I am, you know, now. Not that I'm salty now. I'm a little bit less salty, but, you know, a few years ago, I was definitely super salty. Like, ew. Must be fucking nice. Anyway, that being said, so today, which is May 10th, is officially my mom's 6 years of being gone, right? And for the past 2 years, I request off Mother's Day because I refuse to work during that time because it just makes me uncomfortable, especially working in retail. When you see a woman or whatever, and most people are like, oh, you know, happy Mother's Day. And then you got to be like, you too, or like be happy and go lucky about it. When like on the inside, you really don't want to say anything. You really don't want to be around people. You kind of just want to sit back, reminisce about your mother, watch her favorite shows, drink her favorite drinks, eat her favorite foods. At least that's what I do. So yeah, now I'm feeling a little bit more less salty when I see people, you know, posting, oh, happy Mother's Day to the greatest woman, blah, blah, blah. And they're taking a picture with them and their mother. And I haven't taken a picture with my mother since I graduated from fucking high school. Wow, that just blew my mind right now. It's been 12 years. No, more than that. Oh, Jesus, 15. How old am I? You know what? Erase that. Anyways, since I graduated from high school, and that was the last picture I think we took together. I think after that, I took like pictures of her for like school and stuff, but together. No, I lied. I'm out here lying. We took a picture when she was in the hospital or hospice at the time, but it was a different type of picture, you know. She looked real crusty. That was my fault. I didn't get the crust out of her mouth before I took the picture. I just wanted to get a picture. Anyway, I feel like I had a reason why I came on here. Oh, yeah. So, how do other people deal with losing their mothers on Mother's Day and then having to watch other people be with their mothers? One. And two, what about the mothers who have like lost children or can't get pregnant or just something has happened to them where children is not a factor to them, or the people who don't even want children. Now people are looking at them like, oh, you're not a mother yet. How old are you? Not looking at them with the stink eye. And I feel like people need to normalize people not really wanting kids. I mean, me on the other hand, I want at least one, but I'm doing it more so for the fact of I want to continue on my mother's legacy. My brother probably will not be able to do that. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. But I feel like I want to continue on her legacy. So I want a kid, whether it be biological, I adopt some kids, like, I don't care. I just want at least one, so that I can instill her wisdom that she gave me onto the next generation. And also, I'm gonna need somebody to take care of me when I get old. Like, dig it. But, yeah, I just feel really sad for people who have to go through Mother's Day, who've lost mothers, or who can't become mothers, or feel the pressures of, you know, needing to be a mother. Like, it's just so depressing to me. I don't know. I've been in a real, like, depressive state. I'm going to talk to my doctor next week, and she's going to ask me if I lost weight. I'm going to be like, I'm not gonna lie to you. No, I know it's been a month since we talked, and I ain't lose weight, and I get it. Like, you looking at me, I'm looking at you, we looking at each other. Like, I don't know. I gotta find something to, like, help me, because whatever I'm doing is not working, and mostly that has to do with work. Work is so freaking stressful. I hate it so much. I want to quit every day. And I don't know why I don't quit, because it's not like I don't have money saved where I can literally pay my roommate 5 to 6 months worth of rent and just figure out my life. But on the other hand, just because I hate the company and the management and the company, doesn't mean that I should abandon my friends because I don't like my job anymore. I'll abandon them as soon as I get another one, but I don't have one right now. So it just seems selfish of me to leave and then make it worse on them, if that makes sense. Because we're already short-staffed. The store is getting super busy, and for some reason they're not grasping the fact that we need more people on shift. We need more people. We need more fucking support. And every day I go in there and I'm just tired. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired. So, yeah. To say work is stressing me out right now is an understatement. You know what? I'm going to just try that next week. Why haven't you lost weight? I'm stressed out, miss. Unless you got a job for me that's going to make me happy, I'm going to be stressed. Like, I'm trying to find a new job, but finding a new job is also stressful. Like, it's just stress upon stress upon stress. And I have been depressed, that rhymed, for the past 2 months, if I'm going to be on, huh? Who that? Oh my God, that better not be my brother, because I'm out here real naked. No, I don't think it is. Anyways, real depressed these past few months, and I low-key didn't know why. I know some of it has to do with, you know, mom's passing, but, like, now I realize it's work. It's life. I'm tired of the bullshit. So, yes. Oh my God, they're so loud out there. You know what? I'm just gonna end it here. Y'all stay blessed out there. Y'all stay safe and protected. Happy belated Mother's Day to everyone. Father's Day is coming up soon, so y'all about to get ready for that. And we trying to be outside all 2021 this summer. Like, we out here. All right, bye.